Thank you for hitting play. That was very generous of you. I'm feeling really anxious about what I'm going to share today. It's a song, but I've gone back and forth about whether I want to put this on here because it's new and it's not perfect. And it's just hard to actually show up and be vulnerable. I find that like sharing music like this, especially in this way, it really is a test of my vulnerability. I talk about showing up all the time, and so I have to actually put it in practice and follow through. And so this is an act of doing that. And I've been feeling for the past couple weeks a little bit ungrounded. Does that make sense? Like just a little confused and not without a sense of direction, but just a feeling of, I don't know, like self-doubt, I think maybe is the right way to explain it. And I recorded this last week, and the thing I find with, or the thing I'm finding when it comes to, recording stuff, which I've been doing more of now, is that like, it's hard. Like it's hard to not be hypercritical of myself. And like, how do I, enact empathy and really use compassion with myself, for myself? So I wrote this song not too long ago, and after recording it, I was listening to it sonically. I wasn't listening to it in terms of the lyrics and stuff. And last night I was in a active state of contemplation, I guess I'll say. And I started really thinking about the lyrics of this song, and I don't know, I felt so comforted because I was like, oh my God, all the things that I am trying, all the advice that I'm seeking is like in these words. There's that saying that like we teach the things we most need to learn. And I find that's true when it comes to writing music too for me. I want to briefly say something about why I've been putting music on the podcast and why I plan on continuing to do so every once in a while. For me, 2019 is... I've been thinking about it as like a return to music, to this piece of me. In my junior and senior year of college, I was so deeply, deeply passionate. And when I moved to the city, I lost sight of that. I focused all of my attention and energy on making a space for myself in the Broadway community. And I forgot that this piece of me, this is the place where I feel the most free, where I feel the most at ease. I feel the most vulnerable and the most safe, if that makes sense. It's an interesting dichotomy. But for me, this is something that I want to continue to do, and I want to put this out in the world and see where it can go. There really is no end game here. Like I don't feel like there's like a top to this mountain. I'm just kind of like seeing where things go. And just trying to stay honest and true. And because I'm at the very beginning of that journey and that process, I just think it's valuable to share it in this way. And I know that I sometimes have doubts about that, and I want to make sure everything's perfect and clean and polished, and I'm trying to get past that. I'm trying to allow myself to just share and know that if I share honestly and I share truthfully, that the act of me putting that energy out, creative energy out, will inevitably drop opportunities in that are aligned with what I want to be doing. But it's up to me to put myself in the arena of where I want to be playing. So anyway, now that I've rambled on for a moment, I will get out of the way and let you hear the song. I am so, so, so grateful that you are listening right now. It means a lot to me, and I know I say that all the time, but I just want you to know that like the fact that you're where you are and I'm in your ears right now, like that is, it's really cool. And it's hard for me to fathom. It's like kind of hard for me to swallow that, to like know that that's happening, but I will just kind of breathe and allow that and feel this feeling of nervousness and anxiousness and excitement and not fight it. I'm just gonna I'm just going to move through it. So thank you, thank you, thank you again for being here. You're exactly where you're supposed to be right now, by the way. Hope you have a great rest of your day. And without further ado, this is a one take demo acoustic version of a song called Marvelous Beast.
I see your reflection for so long, so long, so long you forget. When you know that there's gotta be more to this, though you can't see it. When the world's spinning out of control and you can't feel your feet on the ground. When you can't hear your own thoughts, cause the sound of the noise is too loud. Gotta stop and breathe. You got everything that you need. Oh, stop and breathe. You are one motherfucking marvelous beast. Oh, 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 oh. You got your own shit. Yeah, I got some of my own too. Living is just learning how to forgive everything you're going through. Every down, every up, every sip from every cup. Every regret that you won't get to relive. Every low, every high, every wrong, every right. Every mistake that you make from here on in. Gotta stop and breathe. You got everything that you need, oh. Right on the dance floor. You've got a groove that only you know how to move to. You've got a way about you, a singular sensation come through. You are so you, are so you, are so you. You are so you. So you are so you, yeah, yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Gotta stop and breathe. You got everything that you need. Stop and breathe. You are one motherfucking marvelous. You are one motherfucking marvelous. You are, you are, you are, you are.